Turkish now. Very briefly, our first tune in guidance for the guided japa. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur starts his Bhajan Rahasya, of course, with the identification of the holy name from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Each section has another verse, so we start with the first one. Please, I will chant just the first line alone so that you get the tune, and then we chant the entire mantra. Chetodara panamajanam bhava mahadavagni nivapanam. Please, everyone. Chetodara panamajanam bhava mahadavagni nivapanam. Shreya Kairava Chandika Vitaranam Vidya Vajujivanam Anandam Budivadanam Pratipadam Punam Ritasvaranam Saravatmasnapanam Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. And he illustrates in his Bhajan Rahasya the various aspects. Because we want to chant, I will make it brief, about Savatma Snapanam. The holy name bathes the entirety of the soul. This is the seventh attribute of the holy name. He gives us a verse from the Bhagavatam which makes very clear how the holy name bathes our soul and makes it absolutely free from all types of inner misery, anxieties. You know, there are these various three types of misery, so this is the inner misery. He says, he quotes, Shukadev Goswami, Sankirt Yamanu Bhagavan Ananta Shutanu Babu Vasanam Hipungsam Pravishya Chittam Vidunot Yashesham Yatatamako Brahmivativata. When the glories of the infinite personality of Godhead are experienced through hearing, then they enter the heart. The holy name is supposed to enter the heart, and upon entering the heart, the names clean away every trace of misery. And two examples are given. Just as the sun removes the darkness of the world, or as a powerful wind drives away the cloud. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, two examples are necessary. The first example, the holy name is like the sun which drives away the inner darkness. You will see this very soon around 6 o'clock. It will start to get lighter here around. But the holy name is not there outside. It should remove the darkness in the heart. No? Now, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, there are places where the sunlight cannot reach to eradicate darkness. For instance, here, under the table, no? There's a curtain and a nice firm cloth, and there is darkness. So the holy name has been told by Mahaprabhu as removing the and everything. It gives us, it removes all inauspiciousness. So another example is given. The wind blows away all the clouds without exception. We have seen this. There was fog and clouds here 2 days before the retreat started. It was wet, it was cold, it was miserable. But you can see our flags are moving in the wind. There is a good wind coming from the northern direction. It's a little cold, this wind, but no problem. The clouds are moved away. So, now, my dear devotees, this will only work for you when you chant the holy name in a proper way. And in order to tell us what is the proper way to chant, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives us a verse which Gauranga Darshan Prabhu quoted yesterday. We will chant it together. There are rules for the chanting from the Hari Bhakti Vilas. They are quoted there. There is scripture is quoted, Mantranava, and this scripture tells us what is the way of chanting. In order to perfect one's chanting of japa, one needs to cultivate the following qualities: control of the mind, internal and external purity, silence, contemplation of the mantra's meaning, patience and steadfastness. So in our guided japa session, we will learn how to do each point. But for now, please just chant with me the Sanskrit. Manasamharanam socham, everyone. Manasamharanam socham, monam mantra tachintanam, avyagratvang anirvedo, japa sampati hetava. So we want to experience how the holy name is like the sun rising in our consciousness, putting every darkness, any distraction, any misery, any drossiness, or is it dullness, inner dullness, sleepiness, anything away. Removing everything like the strong, like the sun removes the darkness and the strong wind removes clouds and fog. No, we want to experience. So for this, today we are practicing the first one. It's mana samharanam, concentrating the mind. My dear devotees, how do we do this? In japa. I request you to follow along the instructions you are hearing now. First, sit properly. You might open your chest so that you get a nice open attitude, you know, like this, that helps you to straighten the spine. And this puts your inner system on a type of awareness, you know. It is, you're now, okay, sit up, listen up, we say in English. Then you just collect your mind. You can tell internally, or you can follow with your mind what I'm saying now. We will now have the opportunity to chant. We want to chant, and we like to chant. We have the opportunity now to chant at the hill of Govardhan. We want this. We came for this. And we like to chant, actually. No? And whenever the mind, this is now Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, will move away from the holy name, as it will, you all would be Ruchi Bhaktas by now, if you chant without deviation of the mind. Whenever the mind removes, bring it back. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gives two rules for concentrating the mind. Bring your mind to the sound vibration as it vibrates in the heart. You withdraw your mind, in other words, to the heart. You pull it down from the brain, where it is always engaged with brainy activities, the heart. You chant from the heart, in other words. And my dear devotees, whenever your mind walks away, this is the second rule of Bhakti Siddhanta, you withdraw it, mana samharanam. Repeatedly bring the mind back from wherever it wanders. I can't read with this glass. So, what does it say there? I don't hear you. Repeatedly bring the mind back. You didn't say back. When it wanders, you have to bring it back. And keep it there. Manasangharanam. Collect your mind. Some of you have gone, have packed their suitcases before they came. I think everyone has. And you might have said, okay, I need to bring the soap into the suitcase. What else? I need to bring my shirt into the suitcase. Oh, I need to bring the towel. Where do we have a fresh towel? There in that cupboard. I bring the towel in the suitcase. What else? Something with the tooth, all the tooth hygienic things. So you collect everything in one place. And that is mana sangharanam. Collecting your mind in one place, which is the heart. No? This is Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. All the spiritual traditions call upon us. Bring your thoughts from the mind within the heart. No? Chant there. If you listen to Hari Parshad's Shikshastakam verses, there is the Madhyam level of sound, no, it is in the heart area. There the sound must be kept. This is very, very essential. If you are all over the place, you won't experience that the darkness will go and that the fog will be dissolved. It will be a pious dream. It will be not happening to you. You will remain a very neophyte, not even on the first level, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. Ah. So, is this all right if I talk? Should I? I talk a little milder. So, sit properly. Tell yourself that you will now focus on each sound. It may take a little longer, no problem, in the beginning. Whenever the mind goes, you collect it, you bring it back. This is such a joy, you know, when you see, oh, hey, come. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna. Like a little dog, you know, which runs everywhere. You bring the mind back, bring it in the heart. It will be very good. You will experience miracles. So everyone, let's chant the Panchatattva mantra, and then I leave you alone. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. I can't hear you. Sri Advaita Garadha Shiva Sadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna. Really very nice to watch you. My dear devotees, in Germany, the mothers tell their sons a little story. There was once a little boy, at least my mother told this to me. His parents sent him every day to take shower, and they could hear the sound of the shower from the bathroom. But the son remained dirty, and there was a smell coming from his body. But every morning the son went into the bathroom, and every morning they heard the sound of the shower running. However, he remained impure, you know, unclean. So the mother one day decided to check up on this, and she went from the back and looked through the window and saw that her son had the shower on, but he had stepped 50 centimeters or so to the side, so the water was running, so that everyone thought he was showering, but the water was not touching and cleaning his body. No. So my mother told me the story. You have to be under the shower, you know, and we would laugh and you know, and so on. My dear devotees, it's a simple thing. The chanting of the holy name, Savatma Snapanam, it purifies your inner body. But what if the mind is absent? If you step, if you are away from the purifying sound of the chanting. Now, Arjuna says to Krishna, it is very difficult to concentrate or focus the mind. Chanchala Himana Krishna, no? The mind has a tendency to be absent and wander here and there. But do you remember what Krishna tells Arjuna, by what means he could control the mind? Do you remember? Abhyasa, yes, practice, and vairagya, detachment. So this practice and vairagya, abhyasa and vairagya, is done during japa in the following way. In the sixth chapter, text 26 of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna gives further advice. Yato yato nischalati manas chanchalamastiram tatastato niyamyaitat atmanyeva vashamnayet. From wherever the mind wanders, due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self. If you wish, you can make a note, 26, and read Srila Prabhupada's a very nice and pointed purport. But for our purposes here, let us just remember what this practice, abhyasa, of bringing the flickering mind back during japa means. We simply bring it into the heart and let the sound of the holy name wash it there. Savatma snapanam. Sometimes devotees are very, almost like with a huge effort. You see them like this and shaking, and everything shakes and shakes and shakes, and their cheeks are moving left and right with the effort and so on. It is easier to in an open, welcoming way and chant with just some, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, an affectionate respect, Yes, the holy name is coming. Let me receive the holy name. Let that be like a nectarian waterfall. Let it be like the sun that brings away the darkness. Let me welcome the holy name with affectionate respect, and what and vairagya, let me detach it from wherever it goes, no? That this, let me just bring it back from the things. You're doing very well. We can hear the sound is very focused. You sit, totally impressed by you. But please make now sure for the remainder of our japas. We have a little bit more than half an hour. We go up to 7 o'clock. I will give you a sign when the session is over. Let us just welcome. Let us not be like that little dirty German boy who stepped next. I did this actually. When I was a young boy, I did not like water. That was an acquired taste I learned in Krishna consciousness. I would cheat also. Sometimes I have to admit. German boys do this for some reason or another. I don't think if Indian people, they are very respectful towards water because it's not so ample available. But yes, so bring yourself there. Let the holy name wash it. And be there, my dear devotees. Don't be absent-minded. Don't be away from the japa, and you will see miracles. And don't, no need to go, that is not good for your mental clarity and mental health and all this. That brings you into a difficult area, sometimes you may do when you have a nonsense thought, then, oh my God, but not all the time, no? That's just, attentive listening position. Let us chant together. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadha Shivasadi Gopitamin Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, simply try your best. Mana samharanam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Krishna, Krishna. Hare Krishna. Nice to see you from close. My dear devotees, I need to show you something that you will need for your day in the immersion. This is something which you might please take note. This is called in art language an installation. That means we are trying to bring some concepts in a visual form to your good attention. It's not a decoration. It's an installation. That there's a difference between the two. Decorations do not always spell out a meaning. They just make something beautiful. So here you see on this side the Nishanta Leela, the early Leela, which is taking part in the time when devotees chant their japa. It is indicated only because we are fallen souls and we do not so outwardly want to show the confidential pastimes of Radha and Krishna. It takes place in the springtime. There is a rasa dance, you know, the Vashanta rasa. And if you could please look here, this reminds some of us of Seva Kunj. It's a part in Vrindavan town, a forested area. It's, you know, there are trees, at least. And every morning the Brijbasis, the elderly Brijbasis especially, come to do their first Mangal Arati, in which they greet the divine couple. So here you see typical items which you will find in the pastimes of Krishna. I just need to turn my back here. Oops. Different unguents, oils, fragrances. There is, can you see it? What is there standing before the seat? A crown and a flute. Oh, that means Krishna has put his crown down and his flute down, and so on. These are all there. I do not wish to go too much into detail, but you need to be aware of this, because in the Bhajan Rahasya class at 11 o'clock it is, 10:30 the kirtan starts, but we will hear about the pastimes of Krishna, and it is good if you have some visual impressions with you. Therefore, these installations are there. No, so I have now explained to you what these installations mean, but every day something new will there, and I will not explain it. Those who are interested to go deeper into the into Krishna consciousness, they will recognize, and the young in spirit and young in consciousness will be purified seeing it. But there will not be many explanations, but I request you to come like little children who look for their... Do you have this in your culture? The presents are sometimes hidden in the culture from which I come, so you have to find the presents. But that is perhaps a different culture from your culture. So, yes, these are hidden gupta. Rahasya means confidential truths which are not to be spoken out loud, but which are meant to be related in a nice way, so that everyone is, according to his adhika, will find something nowhere, wherever they are in their spiritual life. So yes, I just wanted to show you this. Please, from tomorrow on, you have to do it on your own. There will be no guide. You will have to see and recognize. But you will need this for the class. If you have not looked at it, the class will not have enough deep meaning for you. So you'd please do. Fine. So now the rest of the program, let me see. Yes, we have so much time. My God, what is going on here? So there is, from 7 to 7:25, a Guru Puja to Srila Prabhupada. You remember the blessings of Prabhupada must be with us. And then at 7:30 sharp, you